you and I are not too far different in how we think of things as it pertains to this. I just think, I feel like I've seen a trend of that guy-ism from the Browns organization. And this is a gent, because so many things are night and day better than they were in 2019.
Oh my gosh.
But I can't help address the thing that I do think is plagued, that can be plagued by leadership. And not leadership issues, but where leadership could be better. And those are two, they had leadership issues for 20 years. Now I just think it can be taken up a notch. And how they handle the Deshaun thing is part of that. How they handle the Mike Hall Jr. thing. If you can button these things up, you're not that far from being the organization that you want to be. You really aren't. But specific to the Baker thing, Baker was the fall guy. He had a bad season under Stefanski and Barry, and it was immediately turned the table. And the reason why it matters is I think it had as much to do with Baker the person than it did Baker the football player. And in the end, you worked yourself into a chute, in the parlance of Ken Carman, to then go to Deshaun Watson, who on no level has brought the thing, any of the things. That lead, like, the one thing that you can say about Baker is the juxtaposition between him and Stefanski. Stefanski's not the guy, when you know what's in the tank, he's not the guy that's going to lead the men up the hill and out into the open field. That is Baker. And they don't have that guy now.
Right.
And so that is another way in which there's no way you can differentiate or separate the Baker. Like, they, because of the situation, some of it's on Baker, some of it's on them, that everybody was backed into, that led to them being desperate in a situation they shouldn't have been desperate in.
Right, and I do wonder if Baker's stubbornness wasn't as extreme. Like, say that Baker decides that after Anthony Schwartz stops running a route and Baker makes a tackle and dislocates his shoulder, let's say he says, you know what, I can't do this. I'm hurting the team. I need to have surgery. What do the Browns look like right now? Is Baker still on the roster now? I think there's a pretty good chance that he is.
Yeah.
Because that contract extension that he wanted wasn't going to be as lucrative. Fairly so. The Browns were going to be able to pay him a number. I think that they were more comfortable paying him than the number that he wanted. So I think that changes the way this team looks pretty drastically. And then to get to the leadership thing, you are right about that with Kevin Stefanski. I think it's a little bit overblown. I think he's a better leader than he's given credit for. But the other way that I look at this, in today's NFL, it needs to be that specific leadership quality, the leading through tough times. As you mentioned, Baker is the guy that can do that in certain situations. I think it needs to be a player-led thing. And I don't think it's not just a quarterback thing. It needs to be something that star players can do. Because you can say that Deshaun doesn't do that. You can say that fairly. Can you say that about Myles Garrett? You might be able to. You might be able to say maybe he's not the best leader in the world. I think that is more of a player-specific thing, that Baker could solve that problem. Sure. But I think the other issue is that there's not anybody on the Browns right now that I'm confident solves the problem. I look at the players for that.
So I do think that it is a problem that they don't have the players that are that kind of leader.
Sure.
I think, in the same way that I think 30 years ago, if you thought the only way a good head coach is going to be a good head coach is if they're rah-rah, or if their, you know, players are scared bleepless of them, I think you'd be wrong. I think there's been this overcorrection to, well, the head coach doesn't need to be a leader anymore because the league has changed. This is not the NBA. The league has not changed that much. Yes, players do talk more. Players have more power. And I am for that. At the same point, you don't have to choose between being a rah-rah leader and any form of leader. Like, I think the principal thing of leadership is, can you be the thing, can you be the Swiss Army knife that, hey, this might not be native to how I naturally am, but this is something missing from this team. This is something missing from this organization, and somebody's got to do it. If I don't do it, nobody will. And I think that's where, like, I do think Kevin's a good communicator, and that is a part of leadership. But at some point, liking people is not enough.
Right. When what I think, where you lose me with that is, when you ask someone to be, especially if it's a coach, say you ask Kevin Stefanski to be someone he's not, the players can see that. And that's when I think players lose trust and they lose respect for that leadership position, when that person is trying to be something they're clearly not.
You have to ask him to be Mike Vrabel.
No, I know you're not. But if you're asking him to fill a role that he is not authentically himself in, what players want is for coaches to be themselves. Would it be great if Kevin Stefanski had a little bit more of that in him? Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. But I don't want him to go out and try and fake it, because that, I think, is something that is easily seen through in the locker room. I think that's how you lose locker rooms in professional sports.